News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a trial set to revolutionise medical practice has found that weight loss jabs like Ozempic could cut heart disease deaths by up to 20%. And I'm joined now by Professor Donal O'Shea, HSE lead for obesity. Good morning to you, Professor. Donal, this is good news, isn't it? But this also has implications for a much wider rollout of Ozempic, I would suggest.
Yeah, I mean, this has implications for this class of drug therapy, which is based around GLP and has been around as Victoza, Saxenda, Ozempic. People will be familiar with those names, people especially with diabetes. But this was a study in people who don't have diabetes, looking at major adverse cardiovascular events, so-called MACE. And if you placebo controlled, so it gives us the best evidence you can have. And if you were on the drug, you had an 8% chance of a major event. If you were not on the drug, you had a 10% chance. Now, when they launch a study, they'll say this is a 20% reduction. And that's the relative risk reduction. But the absolute is from 10% to 8%, which in cardiovascular disease, stroke, heart attack, etc., is still, it's a major finding, and it does have implications for how we will manage prevention into the future.
Well, I presume apart from that it would save lives, it's probably, I mean, those who look at health economics, it may well now be showing itself to be sort of cost effective, that presumably, you know, people dying young or people having cardiac morbidity costs us a lot of money. So it's now being seen as a preventer of these things.
Well, it is a preventer. And you know, if you don't have a stroke, you know, in economic terms, death is cheap because it's over. But it's the morbidity, it's the living longer post a stroke, living longer post a heart attack, where you're not able to get back to work and you're not a vibrant economic member of the community. That's where the pharmacoeconomics will come into it, and they look at this and say, well, how aggressive do we need to be looking at this kind of potential reduction in cardiovascular disease?
There's quite a lot of stories about Ozempic just coincidentally in the papers this morning. It's also being said that studies have shown that 4 years on from starting Ozempic that the weight loss is sustained. So this, as a therapy, it isn't a sort of a flash in the pan thing. People are keeping that weight down. Is that your experience too?
Where these drugs work, they continue to be effective for the majority of people. And the reason this is in the news a lot at the moment is that the European Congress on Obesity is on in Venice at the moment, and the HSE Obesity Programme is there. So I'm getting feedback from them. And there is a lot of excitement and interest in a kind of a collected way at the moment because of the conference.
Okay. A further thing that is in the papers about it this morning is that other sort of drugs in this class of drugs that are not just Ozempic, obviously, as you've highlighted, are showing weight loss up to 25%. I think Ozempic is said to have weight loss of about 15% of people's body weight. These are phenomenal figures. Are these drugs now the key to the end of obesity?
No, in short. And the idea that we would treat our way out of the obesity pandemic is, you know, not thinkable or sustainable. There's the socioeconomic factors at play. But if you go back to your day and my day, back in the early days on Operation Transformation, the idea of us even having these conversations about pharmacotherapy delivering 25% and 30% weight loss is amazing. What I think is fascinating about these treatments is that they're all generated from hormones that our own body produces. So the answers to our most critical challenges are coming from adapting the body's own chemicals and hormones. And that just shows you what an amazing structure the human body is. I mean, it has all the answers in there, and we try and skew it in the direction of pro-cancer, pro-inflammation by developing an environment that drives obesity. And then we go looking in the body for the answers. And you know, Ciara, we're still learning about what steroids are doing to the body 60, 70 years after they were first kind of identified.
Yeah, look, it's really interesting stuff, and I've no doubt that we're going to be hearing more about this as we go on. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Professor Donal O'Shea there, the clinical lead in obesity with the HSE.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.